The Parshas Mikitz obviously has a lot on Chaloimos, where they come from and so on. The first two are Rabbeinu Bechaya, and then we have an Abar Benel who goes through it by Richos, and let's learn it. The first one is Rabbeinu Bechaya. Vida, Kachalomos Negimel Sibis. There are three basic causes for dreams. One is Mipnei Ma'acholim, because of food. Two is Mipnei Machshavos, because of thoughts. And three, Mipnei Chizuk HaNefesh. Now, the first one, he says, Ma'acholim, Amolidim Gassus Amalin Oshin El Hamoach. Bachalom Abba Besibas Zeh Hakol Inyani Hevel Udvar Metelim. So this is sort of the picture that they had was when a person ate, and especially if he ate a heavy meal, and or if he overate, it's just sort of like the excesses of it, the smoke and the gas, so to speak, went up to the brain and befuddled it. Even if we have a different picture of how these things work, but the point is, at night there is normal random biological activity, and the dreams are simply a meaningless random selection of pictures. So one Madrega V'Cholam means absolutely nothing. It can't be understood in discerning what a person is thinking. It certainly can be a message, nothing. The second one, Hachalom Abba B'Sibas Machshavos, V'Kish'odem Mechashavim Tadeh. When a person thinks about something constantly, and as he's thinking about this in the daytime a lot, at night it comes out. This is what Nebuchadnezzar wrote. He told Nebuchadnezzar was told by Daniel, the thoughts that you're thinking, at night, swam to the surface. This level of dreams is the level of dreams that psychology worked with. This was the level of dreams Freud worked with. Or let's put it better: this is the level of dreams that it makes sense to try to understand a person's personality. So the first type of dream is meaningless. The second type of dream does tell us some of a person's thoughts and feelings that were repressed as they come to the surface. Bachaloma ba, and the third type is Mipnei Chizuk HaNefesh, because at night the body is relaxed, or better said, the body is kind of subdued, then it's possible for the nefesh or neshama to go outwards. Let's just talk a little bit about this. At night, except for Moshe Rabbeinu and Nevuas, who are always b'chalom, at night we know creative thinking works better at night. At nighttime is a time when biologically the body is more in a rest mode, so a person's nefesh can be stronger at night. And that's why the Rambam says the Kisa Shel Torah is only at night. So the nefesh comes stronger, and it's able to attain understandings beyond itself at night. Shekoach Avdam Yitzaris Hashem Dvar Magoshim Shekoach Hashabem V'sigim V'hokitz Chokim Edim Yono U'Beshaz Hashena Shar Goshos Betelos Hakoach Hazeh Mischazik Bo Achia Inyan Nidmalo Kilo Ro Also Behergish. So he says, he explains this: the person, as he's sleeping, the ideas, that the type of ideas that were just very, very vague when he was awake, now become stronger, and they appear to a person as if it would be behergish. Meaning as follows: there are ideas and understandings that are still in a very, very seminal stage. They're just beginning to form. And it's hard, because creative thinking, or thinking about things beyond, or connecting in terms of what will be, all these inyanim, the goof kind of slows down a bit, and we go a lot more with what's in front of us. For instance, if a scientist is looking at data, and he's trying to formulate a theory. He has problems with the data. So he keeps looking at data, keeps looking at data, keeps looking at the data, and then he has an idea that's really, there's what appears to be true, and then what's really true. So he's looking at it, and it says, it looks like this, but I have a feeling it's not that. It looks like this, but I have a feeling it's not that. That feeling it's not that is still vague, and it doesn't really have words yet. It doesn't have a picture yet. And at some great moment of epiphany, it all of a sudden bursts in. And at night is a special school for that. V'zui nevuah k'tane shomer chazal shnit l'shaytet tinokos, l'sh'en lem das. That's what Chazal said, that there's a nevuah k'tana that is a that children and shotim have. It's because they have less das, they can come up with things that the das would be repressing. So the so this is a dream that in a certain sense is beyond what the person's rational abilities could do, or that a person's rational abilities impede, actually. So if what the person is thinking about, if what the person is imagining or being medame while he is awake, actually it has emes to it, it will come out more strongly so at night. These chalomos come to a person whether he is a tzaddik or a rasha. It's an ability to see past what is tangible when a person is in a chalom. I want to explain a nekuda here that he's sort of alluding to, and it's important to understand. He calls something a koach hamedame, which is something that's going to be repeated time and again in different svarim. The person, the koach hamedame, the rishonim, the kadmonim. Obviously, a lot of this categorization comes from Greece. Is that a person's what we call seichel consists of two main components. You have the koach of seichel and the koach hamedame. Koach hamedame means can be translated either as fantasizing, imagining, which is modern day Yifrit, or extrapolating. To be medame means we take two images. It comes from the word demus, which is an image. And when we're medame, is we put, we extrapolate an image from an image. In other words, the person is able to take from what's there and extrapolate something that's not there. If a person works out, if a person has a set of equations and he works out all of the different possibilities of that equation, in other words, if this would be like this and this would be like this and so on and so forth, that person is not using koach hamedame, it's koach hasichli, because that's latent in the equation and just a question of using your working out all the details. So if 2x equals y, so if x is 5, y is going to be 10, and if x is 10, y is going to be 20, and so on. And I could say, you know, half of x will be y, and I can make all of those things, then I'll do a koach hamedame. Koach hamedame is when there's a leap, and saying that if this is the relationship between x and y, it must be this type of arrangement. It must be coming from this or that or the other thing. That creative leap is called koach hamedame. It's not fixed. It's not absolute. A computer could never be programmed to do it, and therefore it belongs to koach hamedame. In the big picture, neviim are called the medame tzur liyotzra, means that they can extrapolate things out of this world from the things that are in this world. They can. Nevuah is also. Nevuah is a type of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that the here and the tomorrow are somehow connected. So there are three types of chalomos. Chalom can come from nothing, just random biological activity. Chalom can be when a person is thinking something, and in the day he may not pay attention to it, in the day he might not he might repress that thought, at night it comes out. Or it's the deeper sense where a person's higher kochos reach out. It says in Sfarim HaKadosh, the Rizal says that nighttime was created to learn sodos that you can't attain during the day when you're sleeping. It means this type of inyan. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a period of inactivity, and the question is, what's the point of it? If our life is meant to accomplish, then why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us a life where a third of our days is wasted on not accomplishment? I mean, as far as the mechanics of sleeping, first of all, it's not even clear what sleeping is for. It's very interesting. Biologically, this whole trying to figure out. I mean, we know what happens if a person doesn't sleep, but why it's like that, it's not clear, because you could rest by sitting in one place, by lying down. The whole music of sleeping is something that scientists are puzzling us to its exact tachlis. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have engineered us in any way, some other way. He could have had us have coffee all day long, something like that. The answer is that sleep has itself a dimension of accomplishment that you don't have by being awake. That's what it means you learn sodos. On the practical level, it means it allows a person to reach out and to understand things that he couldn't understand while he's awake. It's beyond, in a sense, what the mind can attain when it's awake. Okay, let's see the next piece. It's quite a long piece. It's from Rav Abinel. And it is something that is the Akeda also says something very similar, but the piece that we printed is over here, the piece that we have here is the Barbanel, and it's worth, it touches many nekudos. He's going to speak about Cholom, and he's going to speak about Pisron of Cholom. So he says, Kihina, yesh min machalomot shem kulam diyonim v'koach ha-medame, shum me'atzum markev ha-kovos u'medame dimuyim. V'min hazeh im b'shefa mechut klal. Let's talk about this. Once upon a time, there was an electronic instrument called a radio, AM radio, and it worked by having a there was a wave broadcast, and then a microphone would modulate that wave. It would shape it based according to the sounds the person was saying. The sound would be higher or lower or whatever, and that's how we had radio. Now, so radio consists of two pieces. It consists of the wave itself, and therefore if you turn onto a station when nothing is being, there was a time also when radios would close down at 12 o'clock at night. They would sing a tikva, and that was it. They'd say good night. There would be a hum a lot of times, an endless hum, which was, if the radio wave was on, if they hadn't closed it down, they would usually keep it on so that they knew that the station was functioning, because that's the wave without the modulation of the sound. And then when you had the sound on it, it took on the properties of the sound that shaped it and so on. The koach upon which Nevuah rides is called Koach HaMedame. Now, Koach HaMedame, so just like, for instance, I can tell a story that the purpose of the story is to convey a certain moral, to convey a lesson. So I shape a story that is fantasy to convey a certain lesson. Or I can fantasize, l'shem fantasize. I can tell stories because stories are cute and amusing and interesting and exciting and mysterious, etc. The koach hamedame is that koach when it's not modulated, when it's not in any way shaped or by a token of sorts or anything like that. then we get Kocham Dama alone. That's a Cholam that is Kocham Dama without any content. Or that same Koch can be used to give a person a sense of things beyond when Koch HaNevuah rides on top of it. So he says, you have Chalomos that are Kulam Dimyonim, or we call Kocham Dama. They are the static coming from the Dama itself. And this, he says, is meaningless. These are the types of dreams that you get from eating too much and sleeping too much and being sick or well. Similar, very much what we saw in Abayah. He quotes a pasuk: "Kibah chalom barov inyan v'kol ksul barov tvarim." Kibah chalom asar havalim. By the way, just as an aside remark here, it's one of these places where the Chaznish writes that Agarata has to be learned by looking at all of the Agaratas. He takes great issue at people who find a chazal, they dash in a way to their heart's content, and they're wrong because it's a sugya. And so somebody will come along and say, there's a pasuk, it says, Chalomos are not Maila Morit. Shlomo HaMelech says, Kibah Chalom Ravinyam Kol Ksuvah Udvar. And some will come along and say, no, that B'chalim and so on and so forth. The answer is, look at all of them, and then you have to designate this pasuk is talking about this case, this pasuk is talking about this case, this one about this case. These type of halomas fall in the category of shav. He brings a pasuk in Zecharia, and he brings the Gemara Dibur Halomas Lamam Lomaridin. Then he says Veishmin Achasheni Me'achalomos Shem Tzodkin that are true. Shem Vapol Be'Mugrama Shemaim, and there's some sort of heavenly body that is influencing it. Because he says, "Kibiyos haNefesh b'Sheina Pnuya Miskachishim," when it's sleeping and it's away from Chush, "B'Stalak Mena Hamoneya Shamachshava Mashavi Achushelo Huchlo Estabik Atzam Al Yonim." Now, so the Nefesh at night is in a better position to see and to hear the things beyond this world. This is also one of the reasons why Kabbalah is learned at night, as opposed to the day, because Nigla, in learning Gemara, the point is Behirus and Brirus, that the person come up with, clarify this in Yanim, and bring it down to earth, so to speak. In Kabbalah, a person needs to extrapolate to that which is beyond. And nighttime, when this world is kind of subdued, is more mesugal for that. Then he says, the next paragraph, the Abravanel says that chalomis that come from Paul Gormim HaShemayimim are not things that just random fall in, but these are actually things that are going to be, and it is a sort of nevuah. It's sort of coming from heavenly bodies, it's sort of a nevuah, and because these dreams are true to some degree, they're mentioned in the Torah. So Paro v'chanetzach v'rishayim, but these dreams came from someplace, and therefore there was truth to it. This, he says, he brings the Gemaras that a cholam zech meshishin l'nevuah, and it's called novelos hanevuah. It means sort of the small offsprings of nevuah, so to speak, pods of nevuah. So he says, it does have a certain validity. Then he says there's a third type of chalom. V'yesh hine min shlishi mechalomos, he says, v'magim la'odam mipas hashkoch halokas adei seichel nidla v'cholu. These are dreams that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down because of hashkocha. He wants to inform a person, do this, don't do this, do the other one, and so on and so forth. These are the dreams in the Torah, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avimelech b'chalom alayla, and by Lavan, and by Gidon, and so on. So this is a subdivision of the other type of nevuah. It's a nevuah that you're being instructed, but whereas the first one is sort of tapping into higher kohos that are there, the second one is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to get a message to you. The way in which he will, the messenger of choice at times is a cholam. And he brings over here that there's a chalom through a malach, a chalom through a shed, and so on. In other words, chalomas that are with hashkacha, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to chase Lavan away, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to chase Avimelech away, those chalomas are quite clear, and they're quite on mark as to what will be. Then he says, however, even these dreams that are true, where they come from the general celestial bodies, or from Hashkocha, Yukulam Kavinoki, are all going to be clean. That there's not going to be some sort of excesses. He says, at the end of the day, since the channel, it's just like even if I'm broadcasting on that radio wave, there's static a little bit, because the radio wave has its own properties, and you're going to hear that static. So on that, the Gemara says, a chalmat lo chalmat tova miskayim kula, a chalmat vishon miskayim kula. So therefore, even those things that are real information coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu or the celestial beings down to a person, they are going to have it bits and pieces that may not be true because of the person's own inability to give over the message clearly. That's where Chazal distinguishes Aspaklar Mira, Aspaklar Sheni Mira. Okay, then he says, we're holding that page actually, the Tachlus of Chalomos, V'hoya Tachlus of Dosa Eskrochis, L'yashav Ne'odom, Shekav Matas Alekim, V'yakir V'yedom, V'yadvon Eskroch Menizbarach. A true dream comes, those types of dreams come because Eskroch wants to direct a person and tell him what he should do, what he shouldn't do, and so on and so forth. Now, v'ine nimtzah chalomos atzotkim, asem pasach shmaya shkach lokis, b'ne'orim psoim zchom. Chazal have said that b'zman hazeh, ne'orim and psoim, you know, chalomos are found by children or by fools. Why? Lefi shehadimyoin v'ne'orim uv'psoim bilti torid. The koach hadimyon in young people is less, what would the right word for turret? It's been less repressed, possibly. A person who is a Baal Seichel and a Baal Das is extremely involved in the details of the reality. Let's give an example. A young, starry-eyed entrepreneur has dreams of fantastic businesses and a lot of imagination. The reason why an older person doesn't have it is because he's wiser. He keeps track. He knows this can go wrong, that can go wrong. This is the marketplace issues. These are the issues of bringing it out. These are the issues of distribution. Because when the seichel is developed, it takes a toll on the dimyan. Nevi'im, l'mashal, were out of it. They were one stage past it where they could develop the dimyan to go beyond the seichel. But then so you have a nar and a pesi is full of, his koch ha-dimyan is strong, his koch ha-seichel is weak. An older, more mature person gained koch ha-seichel to the detriment of koch ha-medame, and a navi who learned about inyanim that are beyond who developed, he's able to project koch ha-dimyan past that, and that's a very, very if I can give an example, if you have a writer, so a young boy writes with no sense of structure, no sense of knowing, like, you know, what has to go where and how to present it and all of the details of good writing. An older person develops those skills, but as he's developing those skills, he's becoming more and more fettered, and it's hard for him to let himself loose the way he could as a young person. If somebody is really a good writer, then he's able to have the control on it, but then allow also his dimyan to go past his control.
So yes. The Nevi'im, they don't have a chisan and a koach
ha-seichel. Bediuk. The shoytim and the ketane psoyim, there's koach, there are truths in what they say, but it's wild, it's all over the place. A Navi is, after having disciplined, and for instance, let's give an example in something maybe we can relate to. Saying svaras in Gemara. So kids say svaras all over the place. They're wild, they're crazy, they're uncontrollable, they're vague, they don't make sense, they don't shtim. A thousand and one things wrong, but they're hacking a couple, they're along with ideas and svaras. A person puts a little bit of discipline on himself, and he begins to say, what are you saying? What's your proof? Does it make sense in all the places? Etc., etc. And that takes its toll on how many wild svaras the person says. The extraordinary lamdan, the deep thinker, has a very disciplined mind, but he has an imagination that goes past it. Once I've had, my mind is disciplined, but it's not fettered. It's not jailed by the discipline. That's an awesome kayach. So he says, true halomos, he says, the hallmark true halomos are v'chitam v'avcho v'meye b'lachan sovran shubashim. How do we know the difference? So he said, first of all, the halom sahatzodek yovo misuda v'nachom. It comes very, very organized. It's not a balagan. There's organization to it and structure. Va'os ha'sheni, who in the second os is, shacholem halomos hatzot kim yashan hispares gadol. When you see a true dream, you feel tremendously overwhelmed by it. Something about it triggers a reaction of, wow, mashalois pov demis ha'kaizir. So the strength of the spilus that you have from the vuamitis is that the person really feels this has been there's something to this that's unusual. Okay, then the next paragraph. What about the people that give the pisronos? Va'omnam ha-pisronim, the people that are giving the pisron to his chalomos. Echshav ani she'inyan ha-posu b'chlal hokin ha-rofim rapa tachluim. He's like a doctor. A doctor sees a patient, the disease is unbeknownst. He's complaining, but he doesn't see anything. So how does he diagnose what's wrong? Remember, this is for MRIs, for X-rays. So he says, the only thing we do is look at the symptoms, at the heartbeat, at the sheten and everything else. Those are our clues. Kein apose yifta v'yagid mashros nef shacholim b'shefer shushbalov shedov anel menu ve'emtza osos asherov v'shepachloma. He's going to try to get a sense of what are the elements that were there in that vision. That's one. Vatna sheni achich lepison. The second most important thing is ha'omed v'ashara b'yin acholim. Doma lakdoma protis amuchesha befuah. We need to get a case history, just like a doctor needs to get a case history to understand what are the probable issues with this chola. If a person is dreaming dreams that he's being eaten by a lion, so it's an unusual dream. But first, it would be nice to ask him what's the occupation. If the person feeds the lions in the zoo, so then it's quite easy to understand where it's coming from. If the person is a soldier, it means something else. If the person is just an ordinary guy in the office, it means something else. Understanding the background so that we can understand which type of dream is it. And he says, for instance, if let's say a robber had a dream that they hung him on a tree, it's going to have a different meaning than a person could serve a rabbanon. And that's why the Warren Yuma says that Rabbi Nakadosh told by Kapora that all his dreams are good, and he had horrible dreams. So he says because he knew that he was a Yirei Elikim and a good person, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu would only do good things to him. So obviously these dreams have good connotations. Ve'ulam, he says, Masha Omur Sham Shekol Chalomos Lo Chachapeh. Says in the Gemara, all the chalomos come true. All the chalomos happen as the way in which you poster it. It's not whatever you say offhandedly. In other words, a dream needs to be solved. It's not you just take the dream the way it is. The poster, like you said before, diagnoses the person, tries to understand his background, and understand what's happening and what's going on. That way, the person will be able to come up with a good challah, with a good pisra. Yes.
Rabbi, does the sugya and brachos, which deals with this, has the whole spice of Rava and Abaye?
Good. So let's. That's the next piece that he deals with. For Omnam, he says, and this is the same thing as the Akedah says. It's almost a quote, just a little bit easier language. Omnam b'hedid amfashe chalma uman diyoyev le'agre pesatav. It says b'hedid was a professional posach halom, and if you gave him money, you would get a good pisra. And if you didn't give him a good schar, he would post a l'ra. That seems to indicate that you can just do whatever you want with it. Hine in Yanni says, Sharobikuso b'chokhmei oyemake b'chlomus in Yanni mischalti. In other words, dreams present a complicated picture of different things. Things that will happen good, things that happen bad. And in events themselves, there are good sides and bad sides to it. So, for the people that gave money, he would tell them the good things to expect from the dream, and the other people tell them the bad things. It's not that the cholam was something which was that he could manipulate the dream, but he could tell the people. So one person he said, "You're going to have," in a person didn't give money, he's going to tell him, "You're going to have in 3 months $500,000 less in the bank than you have now." And the poor person would eat himself up alive. And the second person would say, "You're going to be buying a dream house for $500,000 in 3 months from now." Both are true. The statements both apply, but one is a good psura, one's a bad psura, depending on what you're presented out of it. Then he says, we also need to understand that the Chachmas HaPisrin doesn't work 100%. First of all, he says, because there are parts of the dream that are not true, and it's hard to sift out. Secondly, Vashen Shigam Divra Cholam Kifia Emes Simfias Mishalim Moel Yonim Mishpoim Yishim Oedal Paisa Segosam. It's not always easy to figure out every single muscle and understand. The third one is that the boundaries between the Mishalim and so on, because of Koch HaMedame, are difficult, and to understand which is the muscle, which is the nimshal, because being that the nimshal also comes through, we don't exactly know which is what. And the fourth one, he says, "Hine hash'oras haposel lo tipa minyone acholem krova vahuvov shavim tishot machshavtoi loy shar advar rachok mene v'mokom adrego bizman." It's easy to get a handle on things that are close to the person, but things that are in the deep recesses of his mind, that's much harder. And therefore, and this is his final piece here, the people in the Torah, those that were posach cholam, that was a Ruach HaKodesh. V'lachayin k'shem matzana v'yitz Hashem nemana, sh'nimtzu posach halom yagidu yonim amitim m'shem sar pisyonim, inoz Yosef v'atzarek Daniel, and Rabbi Shmuel ben HaKodesh in the Gemara, so he says, that came through Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh is an understanding that comes from HaKodesh Baruch Hu. It's 100% true, it's 100% clear, and that's what it means. So all of those pisronos that you have, those are things that you find, like Yosef said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who gave me the Shashmayat to hit home perfectly, to get the 100% of the Cholam. Okay, so it's been a bit of a long piece, but it's very, very Yesodistic, and I'm spending a lot of inyan about halomos and personas and etc. Okay.